I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, Part 2. I'm joined by the lovely Laurie Haynes. How are you, Petal?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Very well.
Just before we finished part one, we were starting to talk about your lovely new blended family and your relationship with Sunday. And I'm really interested to ask about that because obviously I've sort of watched Sunday grow up. Granted, I've not seen her anywhere near as much as I bloody should have. Honestly, life is just so busy. But I know she is very... a very strong-minded little girl. She's very opinionated. She's, you know, exactly what I'd want my little girl to be, basically. She just knows her own mind. And she's sassy. So I feel like coming into that sort of dynamic between a mother and a daughter, when, you know, they are the everything to each other, must have been quite difficult.
It was, but if I compared it to other situations or relationships, it wasn't as bad as it merely could have been. And it was, I mean, she took to me quite well very early on.
Did you have a game plan? Was it pockets full of sweets? Because that's what I
what? No, because I didn't think about it really. I just sort of was just there. And I mean, do you know what? It was quite difficult at times. Like there'd be many times where she wouldn't let me sit next to her at the start. So she's always had this sort of thing about men, whether it's friends, she'd be shy. Now she'll go over and talk to anyone on holiday and go, hey, yeah, this is my ice cream. But before she wouldn't do that, right? Yeah. She was very shy around men. And so she'd go, no, you're not allowed to sit there. Mummy sits there. So I couldn't sit in certain places. And thinking about it, yeah, it was quite
some
challenging.
Teething problems, yeah.
Yeah, but we sort of bonded really well. And now she's like, just like my little best mate. Like, I can just go in lay on the bed with her and chat to her. And she'll be like, can I do your hair? And I'm like, yeah, of course.
I've seen some pictures, Laurie. Like, you dote on that little girl. It's so cute, man.
Do you know the funny thing is, right? I prefer to let her do my hair over any other game because I actually enjoy it. It's like a head massage. And it's like, she thinks, she's like, oh, can you kind of do your hair? If I'm going to be like, oh, really today? But I'm like, go on then. I just like, it's like a head. I'm like, try and do it that way now. Brush it all the way over that way. And it's like, yeah, I'll give her all different brushes and cones and we have a right giggle. But yeah, she's like my little mate. Like, I've just really enjoyed like the journey with her as well because they come as a pair. And I always knew that, like, you're never going to separate someone from their children. And it's always been those two together. And they always sort of bounce off of each other. And it's a typical mother and daughter relationship. And it's sort of, it's like, it's now she'll be like, oh, can I have this? And Fern's like, oh, ask Loza. And I'm like, go on then, because I can't say no to her.
Yeah. She'll know that dynamic as well. She's not daft.
No, she's very intelligent, very, very smart, very smart. And but you know what? Yeah, just watching her grow the last couple of years has been, it's been amazing. Like, she feels so big now, though, because where we hold Finty all the time, which obviously she's tiny, when I pick Sunday up now, I'm like, oh, like my back. I'm like, I really feel it now. And she's just shot up.
It happened. So, to grow up so fast. My sister's little girl, like, I just I call Maeve, we're like Baby Maeve. That's what I call her, Baby Maeve. It's like I'm on the royal family. I don't know if you can remember that show, like Baby David. I always call her Baby Maeve, but she's not. She's a big girl. She's going to be 4 in January, and it's happened overnight. Mm. She speaks sentences. She can articulate what she wants. She knows her own mind. And I'm like, when did this happen? Like, it's really scary.
It is. It is. They change so quickly. And we were watching a throwback on the show. And I was like, babe, look at when I first met Sunday, I thought, oh, she was about 4. And I'm like, oh, she's quite a big kid.
Yeah, yeah.
But looking back now, I'm like, she was still a baby then. Like, she's changed so much. And do you know what? She's so well behaved now. She doesn't really like do the things that she used to when I first met her. And it's just been amazing because we've given her that sort of foundation as like, you know, where there is that two parent role, which is, you know, it does help change the dynamics of things. And yeah, she's good as gold now. I mean, she gets dressed in a uniform before she comes downstairs. She eats at the table. She's so sweet now.
Yeah. It sounds to me as though like you've provided her with like a sense of stability. Like it was probably really difficult for Fern running around trying to bait everything Sunday needed, but also like keep a roof over their head and do whatever.
I don't know how she did it. Fern from that sense.
Single mothers, mate. Single mothers.
He's much stronger than
breed. Me. Yeah.
They are.
Hats off, honestly. I'm again really pleased she's found you now, and you are building this like beautiful blended family together. So you have a son from a previous relationship, is that right?
Yep, I do. Yeah. He's 7 very soon.
Oh my gosh, 7. So similar age to Sunday, no?
There's just under a year difference. So literally, and they are like brother and sister. I mean, argue and fight, and then they're best friends, and it's been really amazing to sort of see because just we're so grateful that it's happened the way it has, because blending, like mixing kids and mixing parents and step parents, it can be very challenging, very hard. And I feel like it's been a little bit of a challenge at times, but nothing that I can recall and really get any sort of emotionally stressed over. It's been, I'd say, quite pleasant.
Do you know what? I feel like blended families, as we're calling them now, have had the biggest glow up of the 2020s, because back in my day we used to call it like step families and step kids.
Yeah.
And reconstituted, that was actually the term I learned about in sociology. So now I feel like, you know how cauliflower's had a wicked glow up and now everyone's like, it's cauliflower rice, cauliflower pizza basis. I feel the same's happened for blended families, and like, I'm all for it. Like, as long as a kid's being looked after well and loved, like, I don't care where it comes from, you know? So I love the glow up that it's had. And I feel like it's an important one, you know, for people to say this family unit is just as valid as a traditional one.
100%, because what was once traditional is no longer traditional, and the world evolution is changing, you know, and that is part of evolution. And it's, you know, even when, you know, if I'm giving Finty a lot of attention and telling her I love her and she's the cutest baby girl, I'll always make sure that I put that extra bit of effort in for Sunday, you know, instantly, because I don't want anyone to ever feel left out. And I do the same with my son, because, you know, I have him part-time as such. And it's just trying to keep an equal balance amongst the three kids, and just to make sure that, you know, that everyone feels happy.
Yeah. I think, do you think the fact that you had a son from a previous relationship made you more open to accepting Sunday and Fern's situation? Because listen, like when Erkan met me, I was 31, I think maybe. He's like, I could have had a baby, you know? And I don't know if he would have, like, he's a lovely lad and very family oriented, so he might have, but I think he would have struggled with that because of where he was. Do you think the fact that you had a son helped you with that?
I'd say it's a 50-50, like a bit of a yes and a no. So I always had this for myself, I always used to say I wouldn't ever get in a relationship with someone with a child.
Did you have that opinion before, Finn?
That 100%. I didn't really, it never really tickled my fancy. And because maybe I was scared of commitment, but also I was in such a place of working on myself, I didn't know if I could spread myself to take on, I mean, you know, who would have said they could have had 2 or 3 children? I don't think at that time that I could have done it. So, but it didn't even cross my mind when I met Fern. And it is a big, obviously you're taking on a lot more. You're taking on a relationship, you're taking on responsibilities, but taking on a child as well, it's a bigger responsibility than the relationship itself, because, you know, they sort of come into a child's life for whatever duration it could be is a lot more harder if you leave that child compared to the person going for a breakup. You know, they could just move on with someone else and be happy a few years later and, you know, the rest is history. But for a child, it can really detriment their mental health. And I've been through that myself as a child, having sort of multiple father figures and not really knowing who my dad was and stuff. So I've been through that. And I wouldn't want that to happen to any child, let alone a child that I love. And
okay. I say your reasoning. No, I say your, God, that got me a bit emotional actually, Laurie. I wasn't expecting that there. Sorry, mate.
That's right.
No, but that's really admirable, you know? You want to be a different dad and a father figure that you didn't experience. That's really nice. Sorry, I'll take a moment. So,
no, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Joe, I always get a little bit of a, when I talk on it, and then that, I'll normally, my inner self and my subconscious mind would still now go, danger, danger, change conversation. and then I start, like, I had it with a podcast the other day and they asked me some quite direct questions and I was like, yeah, but you know, and then I was going round and round the houses, because it's quite hard to open up on certain things, and that's where I can sort of relate to Sunday a lot in that way, because you know it's you know, having the childhood and different things that have happened and we've been through. So I always try and make special time with her, not as often as I could or should, but whether it's once a month or whatever, I'll take her out or do something with her and just spend time with her, because it's just, I want to just have that bit of relationship with just me and her, because she acts different when Fern's not around. And a lot of kids do that when their mums, they act different for their mums, and because their mums are the sort of dumping ground for them to dump all their moods and emotions.
Yeah, you're always like, you always take things out on the people closest to you, don't you? Like, it doesn't matter what age you're at, you know, if when it's younger, when you're younger, it's your mom, when you get slightly older, it's your partner. Like, it's just natural. Yeah. It's not ideal, but it is natural.
No, but that's, it's human, it's quite common human behavior.
Yeah. Mate, we talked a little bit there about rebranding of obviously blended families. But something else that has had like a rebrand this year is Fern's show. So it's gone from Fern McCann, first time mum, to Fern's My Family and Me. I feel like this is like a huge step to acknowledging your role in our life.
Yeah.
But also like the new place she's at as well. Does it mean that you now have a little bit more say in storylines? You're less just like a contributing factor. You're more actively part of it, you know, or is it still very much Fern's and you're just along for the ride?
No, it's, there's a lot more conversations now about what's going on, what's happening, because whatever one may do will affect or change the dynamics of the other. So it's very much a family orientated show. Now we've got Finty. Now, you know, we've got Clemmy, the dogs. The dog's actually in every scene.
Yeah, you'll find
pretty
that
much.
Look. I mean, Milo's managed to work in the back of this podcast. Like,
she's in every scene. And she was in every okay shoot. She's just there. Like, she's probably at the door listening to me now. Like, she'll be trying to, unless they've locked her in the other room, or she'll be scratching the door. She'll be like, who's he talking to? What's going on in there? Like, she has brought so much serotonin and oxytocin to this home. And I feel like the universe also gave us
happiness.
The best dog.
Just
and the best baby.
She's brought you happiness, Laurie. Come on.
She's brought us happiness. As well as like, Finty, I feel like the higher power said, if we give these a difficult dog and a difficult baby, we don't know what's going to happen. They need something.
Yeah, you deserved like a good dog and a good baby. And what about Finty? Congratulations, mate. I'm absolutely dying.
Thank you so much.
I mean, it truly is your lot in life to just be surrounded by gorgeous women, clearly.
I don't know how it's happened that way. Like, it's just, I live in a house full of emotions, and it isn't Fern crying, it's Sunday crying, the dog wants to come in the bed, or it's just, it's always something.
Wait till all the little ones get to like teenage age, mate, and there's hormones flying around everywhere. Oh. Then you're going to have your work cut out for you. Not easy if you have lads either then, because you've got to find their wank sock one day and stuff as well. Like, there's pluses and negatives either way, mate.
Yeah, there's always that, unless they're a sort of mattress humper, but I try and make them avoid that because you need to get the sheets cleaned every day or so. So yeah, definitely a sock. We can always get new socks, can't we?
I had no idea mattress humper was a thing. You actually just taught me something new. I think me and Erkan, because Erkan's one of four lads, you know. Wow. I know, and whereas my family's all girls, so we really don't know which way it's going to go when we eventually have children.
Yeah.
But if I have boys, like, I'm so ill-equipped to deal with them because I've just never been around, because my family's all women, like, I just got, I've got no clue. So thank you for introducing me to mattress humper, because if I do have boys, I'll have to be
It's so
familiar.
Funny because that's what, like, Fern obviously was wanted a girl. She's like, boys, they're willy, they're just wee everywhere. And like, she's like, they can't, people that haven't got boys can't comprehend or envision it. But it is a different dynamic. Like the love for Finty is different for my son, and it's different for anyone really. Like, probably because she's a baby, it always starts there. The smaller they are, the cuter they are. Then it's the sort of the place that you're at in your life emotionally and sort of maturely. So, yeah, Finty is amazing. Like, she has changed my world completely and changed my whole, just everything. Like, I'm a lot more selfless now. I think about her first, and Fern's been a warrior with her as well. Like, again, we touched base on that earlier. I don't know how she does it with a baby. She's up most of the night, still on and off, and she still works. She does it. I don't know how she does it. I couldn't do that.
No,
and
honestly,
I'd be the first to say it.
I don't know how she does it, mate. Like, honestly, I wasn't lucky enough to bump into you the other night at Pride of Britain, but you looked unreal. And I think,
thank you.
I know our body hasn't snapped back, and I also know that term is incredibly dangerous. You know, she's worked. She just looks. She looks like it has. She looks incredible, and she looks well and happy. And how she's juggling everything, like, honestly, mate, I don't know how women do it. I'm terrified to juggle me. Like, I think, I know I'd say, like, oh, I've been waiting for the right time and blah, blah, blah. I think a lot of what's put me off having kids is because I'm so scared of how I'm going to manage everything. And I know everybody does it, but I am just scared.
Do you know what? Once, when we said, I'm pregnant, I was like, oh, can we even manage this? Like, but when it happens, you just do it. And the fear, do you sort of step over it? It sort of moves to the side organically, like when you do actually have the children. But look, it can be so difficult. And being sleep deprived is so hard for anyone. But she just storms through it. And for me, like, when we were filming the show, I'm not sure if you've watched any of the episodes, like, episode two, I think last week's one, like, we had a big row and it was aired. And
do you have any control over that, Laurie? Like,
yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Is it important for you guys to show the light in the shade?
We want that's what we wanted to do. I mean, we could have had it removed if we wanted to, but we wanted to show what was going on at that point in life. Like, we have not rowed really since. And it's been months. It was filmed months ago. And, you know, it was when I look back at it, I'm like, I was a stone heavier. I wasn't happy with myself. I was binging crap food because I was overworking myself. I was spending 15 hours a day in the office. I wasn't sleeping properly because I was eating crap food. It was such a bad catch 22. And I'm not trying to condone, like, when I look back, I was like, why was I so aggy and grumpy back? Like, and it's so, like, little small trivial things that now I'd be like, oh, kick the shoes out of the way. But then I was like, oh, your shoes.
Yeah.
And you don't, until you watch it back, you don't realize. And I feel like a lot of people probably don't film their life, so they wouldn't watch it back. So they wouldn't know what it's like. And I'm like, you know, a scientific fact that a human brain can't remember up to 60% of any conversation.
Especially
as time goes on.
I must make it up, mate, because I'm like, and then you said this, and then I said that. And I'm from such a place of, like, expertise.
And that's where the arguments happen, because you go, it didn't happen like that, but it sort of did or didn't, but you can't actually remember it because your brain physically can't retain that information. So I forgot about the round until I saw it. I was like, oh, why was I so caught up on that situation? And it was difficult to watch back.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not sometimes it's not the, sometimes it's very little to do with what actually is happening there. Yeah. And it's such a bigger picture, such a bigger picture. And it's
always a bigger picture.
Always a bigger picture. And like, you've got to think, like, it's so good of you to acknowledge all of those external factors, you know, like, I think holding, like being accountable for stuff is really refreshing, because we all make mistakes. We all have moments where we're not acting like we're very best self, you know. But
yeah, of course.
Jesus Christ, like, you're,
it was quite
human.
Hard though. Yeah, it was quite hard. I was I've been trolled heavily the last couple of weeks.
Have you? Oh, I'm
really bad. But it's like, it's hard because I was like, I don't remember it, and sort of, and then I remember what we were going through at them times. And as I said, it's 5 months of filming. And you're watching 3 minutes of one row. Like, no one knows what happened that morning, that night, the day before. And there's always, you know, a lot of things going on. And, you know, for me, it's, I look at it as an opportunity to learn and go, do you know what? I'm not going to literally eat myself and put on a stone or something. I'm not going to do this to myself. I'm going to take control, and I'm not going to let it affect my sleep, my habits, my routine, because then it affects me as a person and it affects those around me. And, you know, I'll learn from it 100%. But yeah, it's been a hard couple of weeks. I'll be honest with you. I don't normally let anything bother me.
It's
brutal. It's, you know what it is? It's more the direct messages that are so big. It's like, why do you hate me so much?
They don't, Laurie. Like, if somebody's sending you something like that, they don't hate you. They hate themselves. Mm. Like, I'm really, and you know, oh God. I'm really sorry you're going through this. I really am. I don't think anybody deserves this. You know, we all make mistakes and whatever. But what I will say is, these people who probably are watching Fern's show have grown up watching Fern and Arts. They think they know her. And you know, that is one of the double-edged swords of reality TV. It's the bittersweet thing. Like, you do let people into your life so they feel like they're your friend and they feel like they know you. And that's amazing, because you build this community, and whether it's like, you know, allows you to have amazing businesses or just an amazing support structure, whatever it is good. But the downside of that is they feel like they have a right to have an opinion on every aspect.
It is hard. It's so
hard. People are protective over her because of that. Yeah. I suppose you'll get some of that stick, but honestly,
it's even on the flip side. I don't like people saying things about her to me, like as if I'm going to engage in a conversation and put down the person I love the most. Like, they're like, oh my God, the way she just spoke to you, how you're too good for her. And I'm like, but hold on, like, what? I can't. The reason why I end up reading a lot of them is because where I help so many people and I reply to so many people, I haven't got a sort of telepathic mind. I don't know which one's a negative troll and which one's a positive one. So it's quite difficult to manage. And I just don't want those people to ruin it for the good people, where I get to the point where I'm like, you know what? I don't open DMs no more. I'm not replying to people no more. And all those people that really are going to miss out on that help that I can provide them, it's, you know, it's a selfish act of those that should keep their opinions themselves.
Also as well, mate, like, I feel like it's kind of like an act of self-harm. Like, I do it myself. If I've posted something that I know is a little bit spicy, I sit and I go through the DMs and I think, and you know, when everyone's being nice, think nice, 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 nice. And then you find the one that you are probably looking for that makes you feel a bit shit. Like, sometimes I do that and then I'm like, what is wrong with you, Vicky? So listen, I get it. And I've got no advice to offer you on the trolling front, other than, I know you say you're helping people on there, and I have no doubt that you are. But sometimes you have to prioritize your own peace and your own sanity 100%. And mental health. And if that means like taking a break from stuff like that when there's a particularly spicy episode coming on, then please just know nobody's going to hold it against you, mate, because nobody knows what's going on in your life apart from you and Fern, regardless of how much you let the cameras in. You know, there's still things that happen behind closed doors for you. And also, who the fuck has never had a row with a fella? The fuck has never had a row with their fella? Oh my God. Oh, babe, I mean, you're looking at the queen of rowing on telly, 10 years ago at least. But I just couldn't imagine like sitting there and having an opinion on somebody for fucking having some crosswords with their partner. It's just insane.
No, it is hard. It is hard. It is challenging. And it is what it is. It's the first time it's happened like that for me. So it's taken a couple of weeks to absorb, digest. And, you know, I've aired a bit of it to you now, which I haven't really spoke about, if I'm honest. I've sort of just, tried sort of willingly blinding myself so I don't acknowledge it's there. But, yeah, it's not been great couple of weeks. And sometimes I think people forget that we're human.
I know. Honestly, mate. But I know you're a nice man. Fern knows you're a nice man. All your family and friends know you're a nice man. And this is just, do you know what? You'll be the hero next week. It's how it is. It's highs and lows. It's so frustrating.
Peaks and troughs. Something I've learned very well in this industry.
And you can't have these amazing, crazy, brilliant highs without some lows, unfortunately. So
100%. 100%
I'm sure, sure something really nice is going to happen soon.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wanted to ask, obviously you had a bit of a row over the birthing plans, and like Erkan's actually quite opinionated when it comes to stuff like this, and he doesn't seem to struggle having an opinion. Granted, we're not filmed, so he's not letting himself in for loads of scrutiny, but he's very much like, oh no, I want you to like have a baby and push it out your nanny and blah blah and all that. And I'm like, I will do whatever I fucking want. When, you know what I mean? I'm like, there's just no way you're, you know.
And oh, why can I pitch you that just with a cup of tea? Like, okay, well, I'll do what the fuck I want.
Yeah, honestly, mate, I'm like, what the, where do you get off telling me? And he's like, no, I want to, this is actual verbatim, word for word. And I'm like, I want to see it come out. Yeah. I'm like, in case I've switched it up or something, like, what's wrong with you? You're so weird. So we have this conversation, and I think, it doesn't seem to be hard for him to have this opinion, but I wonder if for guys in general, you find it difficult to talk honestly and have an opinion on something that, I mean, I know both you and Fern created Finty, but essentially it is her body. Like, did you find that difficult path to tread when having an opinion?
Yeah and no. Like, it was a whole new experience for me. And obviously she was adamant we were having the baby at home, which for me, I'm quite risk adverse. I mean, I can be very impulsive at times, but I also weigh up the risk factor.
That would scare me.
No, and I just, the way it happened, I'm so glad. Like, it was amazing. Like, I would recommend it to anybody if they could or can or want to. But it was hard. We had a few disputes over it, which was all obviously filmed, and it was difficult. And I felt like I didn't really get much sort of hatred off the back of that, because a lot of people resonated with it, like especially the males would understand, and people that are risk averse would understand that they want it in a hospital. But then there's always that traditional method of it was always at home, and it was quite challenging. And reading things, one would always sort of offset the other one, and they were never aligned as such. But I went with what Fern wanted, because she truly believed that she could do it and believed in herself, and she's a strong woman, and that's what she wanted. And If someone wants something so bad, there's no other person that should or stop that. And so I was just fully on board with it. And the moment I come fully on board with it, like, her whole face changed again. And I was like, look, if that's what you want, I'm here with you. We'll do it together. Like, no problem.
Was that terrifying, Laurie? Like, I'd be so scared. Like, I want to be surrounded by loads of doctors and loads of drugs. I'm honestly terrible. I'm so scared.
No, it was I mean, my anxiety and the way that I conducted myself was by watching Fern and doing what she was in. So if she was panicking, then shit, I would have fucking been panicking, like, bad. But she held herself together so well. Like, I've seen her get more stressed over cooking a dinner than giving birth. It was insane.
I remember the first time she gave birth to Sunday, and I was there with her, like, really, really close to the end. And I remember she was just still so chilled about it all. Granted, it was a very different situation. But, and then, you know, she was telling me how she loved the birth and all this. And I was like, mate, you're mad.
this one, literally, she could have sat on the sofa and watched Netflix and done it. Like, it, when you, it's, it comes on the show in 2 weeks' time, the fifth series episode, it's there for everyone to see. And there's a couple of twists and turns, I'll be honest. Things that get a little bit scary for me at a couple of points, but I can't go into that too much.
Don't give any spoilers. We're all really excited.
But the it was definitely an experience that I will never, ever forget. And I overcome a few things myself there, a few fear factors that I had to get over. And also, like, that intimate, like, experience with a baby coming out of a vagina, like, it's so hard to, it's the fucking most craziest thing in the world. Like, I just can't, it's I can't even explain it, how it happens.
Yeah. You're such a progressive man for, like, being there. Well, listen, probably loads of blokes are very much more progressive now. But, like, there was an old comedian, wasn't there, who just said, like, oh, no, I'm not going to the birth. I've got no desire to see my favourite pub burn down. Did you? Yeah. So, like,
I think that's what it used to be back in, traditionally, though. The guys would go have a whiskey and cigar, and they would sit down, and then they'd be told what the baby was, and then they would go in and sit. It was very, I think that's where sort of a lot of men's mindsets have been built from.
Yeah.
I think.
But we're looking at a more modern landscape now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, new progressive men, they're involved in the conversation, they're in the room, they're, like, feeling like, and on that note, were you involved in picking Finty's name? Everybody wants to. Yeah.
No, I'll be honest with you. I am terrible at remembering names, let alone picking a name.
Oh, yeah, fucking place.
Everything. She literally was like, passive aggressively, are you even going to help me with names? And I literally off the spot said, one of David Beckham's kids' names. I don't know what it was now. Cruz or something. Or Brooklyn. I said it's one of them. And she was like, no, thank you. Because it's not going to be a boy. I want a girl. Leave the names to me. And I was like,
positively manifesting it there. She was having a girl.
But do you know what? The minute she said Finty, I was like, that's the one. She was like, really? I went, that's the one. I love it so much.
When you know, absolutely.
And it just stuck. It was, it was definitely the one from day one.
Have you had some stick over the name?
Oh, I have had a few messages, but majority of the people were writing on the shared post we did. And again, I didn't look because it's my daughter and I was like, who are you to say?
Yeah,
some of them are really malicious, like nihilistic, nasty, just weren't necessary. But some of them, right, express your opinion, like, don't like the name. Cool. It's not your name.
So weird, to talk about a child's name like that and feel like you have the right to do that. It's absolutely insane.
It's ludicrous. But the ones that were very nasty, terrified. Like, it's the messages, the comments that were more like, oh my God, that poor girl, when she goes to school, she's going to get bullied because of you.
No, I'm sorry. That is so incorrect, because we're not doing Gary's and Dave's and Vicky's anymore. We're not. Like, we are doing Bambi's and Finty's and, like, all of the rest of it. And, like, I'm so here for it. Like, I am terrified about when we eventually have a baby and name our name, because I like mental stuff, babe. Like, honestly, Erkan is so fucking done with my shit. Like, I'll be sitting there and I'll hear something. I'll be like, oh, what about Atlas? And he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I love it for a boy. First child. There we go. We're done. I think he's actually more terrified than me. But I just think we are being more experimental and bold and brave and, like, really looking for unique things for our children. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's just more like,
it's nice to think that's the only Finty. I think it's lovely to be like, she's the only Finty.
She's the only Finty, the one and only Finty. And it's like, it's just, that's her name. Like, who cares what someone else's name is? I can't resonate with the maliciousness behind it, because I don't understand it. Like, if you just told me your kids was something whatever, I'd be like, oh, that's a nice name. Unless it was really out there, and I'd be like, oh my God, that's amazing. But yeah, I don't know why, but we did get a lot of stick over the name. A lot.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. That means a lot.
I did hear, though, like, there's certain names, like Gary, for example, that is absolutely on the verge of extinction. And, like,
really?
By something like 2075, there will be no Garys left in the world. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, it's a fact. So, you know, like,
all names are extinction.
Yeah, names. Well, because you're not, we're not looking at babies anymore and going like, oh, baby Brenda, coochie, coochie, coochie. Like, yeah. Because we're just fucking not, you know? And that's and not also, against Brendas, but we're just not doing it.
I think the dynamic of Big Dave, Little Dave, Baby Dave, it doesn't happen no more. It's quite like, you know, that era's changed. So all the people that were called Gary could have been a really popular name. They're not calling them Garys no more. No, so it's going to...
They're done.
I hope Laurie doesn't diminish. I mean, no, I don't think know anyone called Laurie.
But I think you've got a couple more years with Laurie, and you might even see a bit of a resurgence on account of, I think there's a couple famous Lauries.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so. So I think you might be okay with that. But like Vicky's going, like there'll be no Vickys, that'll go defos. Like I think Fern is unusual enough for her to have,
yeah.
She might stick around a while. But yeah, I mean, and on the old Erjan note, he's the only one I know anyway. I'm sure it's alive and well in Turkey. So yeah, I think it's like, it's just the way things are going. And, you know, people will come around to it, but it's just sad. Would that they feel like they have a right to piss all over your cornflakes like that.
Oh, it's not very nice.
No, I know what you're going to say.
Baby Erkan. No. Would you have that? No?
Fuck off. Listen, I love Erk so much. And to me, he's just Erkan, you know, there's no even what's in a name. I believe it was Shakespeare who said a rose by any other name would still smell as sweet. I do not even think about it. But supposedly I'm not even saying it right. Like on the note of trolling, whenever I like talk on my Instagram and I'm like, oh, me and Erk are off to like the cinema or whatever, I get an angry Turkish woman in my DMs being like, how dare you call him that? What gives you the, how dare, why would he let you say that? His name is Erjan. Blah. And she like pronounced.
Oh, so you say it, Erjan.
Yeah. So in Turk, typically in Turkish, C's are pronounced with a J. And my producer is Turkish Cypriot as well, so she'll correct us if I'm wrong here. But it's a J sound.
Erjan.
Which is why his friends call them Edge. But he introduced himself to me as Erkan, so what the fuck am I meant to do? Like, can't, you know? So no.
I thought it was always Erkan. And Fern was like, no, it's Erkan. I was like, because I'm quite dyslexic with reading, right? And and saying things. And that's how I pronounce names.
Babe, it's fine. Like, he gets all sorts. We've got a scouse mate who still to this day calls him like Erkan. And I'm like, it sounds like sounds like you're saying Erkan, like I can't have it, Chris. Just fucking call him Erk, like everybody else. I kind of don't, and obviously I'd love to bring my children up in Newcastle. So I kind of feel like I don't want to make things harder for them than needs to be. They're already going to be Ramadans.
So would you pick a Turkish name or does it have to be?
His family are really, so all of his brothers minus one are marrying or have married English girls. So there's a real mix of names in terms of grandkids. Some of them have gave subtle nods to the Turkish heritage, but some of them have been really contemporary and British.
Maybe also, a middle name. Maybe a middle name or something.
I feel like we'll know when we see it. Like the fact of the matter is my niece is bright ginger. Like maybe is like a little strawberry blonde. Erkan was so concerned about her maid because she didn't have hair till she was about two. But like that's just a little English baby. Erkan kept being like, when is she going to get here? I was like, mate, not everybody comes out looking like a burst cushion. That's the Turks in you.
So Finty's losing it at the back. And I'm like, she's bald at the back.
Poor little looks like,
yeah. So I look at it like when you get to your 40s, 50s and you see the guys and it's going. And we're like, it looks like that from behind. And we're like, oh, bless her.
But they say that's like traditionally English British children. Like that's what they sort of look like, you know. If my child comes out with like, you know, a strawberry blonde undertones and like alabaster skin like I have naturally. There's just no way I'm calling her like Jasmine or Sophia. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, similarly, if she comes out with beautiful dark skin and hair like Erkan, like, I'm probably not going to call her Rosie. So, like, we'll just wait and see, I think.
Jasmine from Aladdin or something.
Well, that's one of his nieces. She's called Jasmine and she's unreal. It suits her perfectly. Like, dark skin, dark hair. You've kind of got to wait and see. And with me and him being such a mix of skin tones, it really is anybody's guess. So I think we'll have a long list and wait to see what baby suits. God, he has me talking about all of this, man. I'm getting really excited listening to you.
Would you find out? That's a big question I'd like to know.
110%. I'm going to do a big obnoxious gender reveal. Don't think I'm not. You best be there. It's going to be really obnoxious. I like the stupid one that that man did when he changed the color of the Burj in Dubai. You know, when it became all pink because he's having a girl.
I saw that video. Yeah. Wow. Oh, that is extravagant.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I can't afford that. But like, I would love to change the color of a building in the UK. Maybe I'll do the Angel of the North.
What about, have you not heard the story? I don't know who it was or where, but it was definitely in the South. They thought they were having a boy and they bought all the boy stuff. And then they got it wrong, the gender reveal wrong. It was actually a girl. No. And that when it was born.
No. So, I mean, honestly, like, I know it's a...
Could you imagine?
I mean, I don't know. You'd just be surely so happy at that point. Like, yeah. You had a healthy baby.
I think, yeah. It'd be, it's just like... The content, but where we didn't find out, I sort of can't digest it. But if you did find out and you went 6 months or 8 months and you did all the room blue and got the blue clothes and then it was a girl, I don't know how, like, it's like a change. It's like when you get to a restaurant, they go, sorry, your booking's not here. And you're like, you panic. Yeah. It's like, I don't know how you'll take it.
Or what you thought you were going to have all day because you'd looked at the PDF is no longer available. Like, that's a punch in the dick as well. I totally get it. My agent's just had her fourth baby. She had three boys and she was pregnant with her fourth and she was like, I'm not finding out because I'll just be angry for 9 months if it's another boy, you know. And I don't. And in the end, she had a girl. And she was very happy. And they found out on the day.
She's very happy.
Yeah, it made it amazing. And she said, you know, when I give birth, it's a boy. I'll just be so happy he's here and he's healthy, you know. So I think... in those circumstances, it's okay. But with this, obviously, this will be our first. And I don't care what I have, really, as long as it's healthy and happy.
Yeah,
Erkan will probably disagree. He's desperate for us to have, like, a tribe of little footballers for some reason. I don't know why.
How do you feel about having to live in Newcastle and bring up the baby? Have you discussed that in depth, or is that just...
Yeah, well, Erkan's got fucking long pockets and short arms, hasn't he? So since I've started sending him loads of pictures of like what we can afford in Newcastle, he's coming round to the idea.
He'll end up with a castle up there.
Get yourself on Rightmove today, just for a bit of context, and look at what you could afford for.
You can get up there, yeah.
It's depressing, mate. It's really depressing. But yeah, I think we'll end up there when I've made all my hay down here, if that makes sense.
And then just back up to your roots, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I want little Geordie accents in my house. I'm not being the only one who fucking speaks like this in my house. I'll get griefed. I already takes the mick out of us. Laurie, it's been so lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely loved it. It's made us think I really do need to get a nice date in the diary with you and Fern.
No, we do. They kept changing the dates. I know everyone's just like...
We'll get something and it would be so nice. But I just wanted to finish off. You had Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. We always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a couple of pearls of wisdom. And even though you've been very gracious today and give her loads already, I think a lot of people listening will have particularly resonated with what you said about blended families. And without a doubt, you can't argue that you and Fern have managed to do that with real success. So I want to know what your secret is to building a blended family.
Big question. I'll try and make it as relatable as possible. So just know that it will always get to where you want it to be, and the end goal is always reachable if you just keep going with being a blended family, you know, being a parent to children. Times do get tough and sometimes you think, oh, fuck this. This isn't for me. Oh, I've had enough. But just know that anything aimed at you from those little emotions are not directly aimed at you and they can't control their emotions. So it's not a direct attack. So let things go. Let things come as lightly as they can be and just know that it will get better. And when they're teenagers or young adults, they'll be like, oh, I love you. And you'll know you're going to get there because that's part and parcel of life, of accepting people into your life. The true goodness will shine later. So just stay persistent, and it will end up being what you wanted it to be as a blended family.
Yeah, I feel like something like that, and with a lot of these children who are, you know, part of blended families, they've not known consistency. And that is probably what's going to be key in making yourself an important role in their life, is showing up and continuing to show up. And it seems like you are doing that for your gorgeous family. So well done.
And just thank you so much. And just the last thing is just allowing them to, when they speak to you in a certain way, don't take it personally, because if it was your kid by blood, you wouldn't act that way. So you've got to act as if they are, because otherwise they will pick up on it and they will be like, oh, well, maybe he doesn't like me in a certain way because I can't do the what I do to my mum. So you just got to allow it to be what it needs to be, and it will work out.
Very sage advice. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Vicky. Have a great rest of your day. Lovely speaking to you.
Lovely to speak to you too, mate. Tell Fern I'm asking.
See you later. I will do.
Wait to say tomorrow. Do I say that tomorrow?
I think you might be, yeah. Woo-hoo. Yes.
Tell out the messages.
Say hello to her account for me.
I will. Tell out the messages and tell us what she's wearing, because I don't know what to wear.
I'll tell her.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.